Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today we're talking about what I think is a super important topic. It is something that kept me stuck for years. And it's the three mistakes that I was making and that most people make when they start their fat loss journey. And also, we're going to talk about the three things that you can do to fix those issues and start seeing results as soon as possible. But before we dive into that, I just wanted to remind you of some opportunities that are available for you here at the podcast. Number one, the most important one, is that you would go ahead and hit the subscribe or follow button on whatever your podcast player of choice is. This way, you're guaranteed to get all of our future information and episodes, as well as it lets the podcast players know that the information that we provide is valuable. And so it pushes it out to more people who are trying to solve the same issues that you are. So be kind, go ahead and hit subscribe and follow. Also, if you're listening along to these podcasts and you think to yourself, you know what, I really could use some help in figuring out the fat loss puzzle for myself, then go ahead and take a look in the show notes below and you can schedule a free lifestyle audit. And during the lifestyle audit, it will just give us an opportunity to have a conversation, identify what is going on and exactly why you haven't been able to make the progress that you're looking to make, so you can start looking and feeling your best today. And now, let's get right into the show. All right, and today we're talking about the three most common mistakes that people make when it comes to their fat loss efforts. And I get it. I've made these mistakes myself. In fact, these mistakes are the very things that kept me feeling stuck for years. I did the same things over and over and over again, expecting a different result. But we all know that if we do the same thing over and over again, that we're going to get the same exact result over and over again. And that's not necessarily a bad thing unless the result that you're getting is not the result that you want. And that was definitely true for me. And after spending so much time trying to lose fat and gain muscle, the next thing I knew, I had lost the same 30 pounds about 5 to 6 times. And the worst part was, every single time that I tried to lose the weight again, it got harder and harder with each and every attempt. What used to work for me was no longer working anymore because I was making these three common mistakes. And I think that what makes these common mistakes so difficult to identify and to overcome is that these mistakes are actually things that the diet industry has promoted for so long as being the solution to the problem. That number one, and this is the thing that they say and the most common mistake that I see, that if we are going to lose weight and lose fat, that we need to restrict our calories. And so what happens is most people who are high achievers, and I find that most people that listen to this show are. Most people that listen to this show have full-time, high-demand jobs, or they're stay-at-home parents that work super hard at providing an awesome life for their kids. And in either of these situations, what got you to where you are, for example, if you're somebody that works in a high demand job, what got you to where you are is doing more work. Or if you're the other person who stays home with the kids and provides an awesome life for them, you do that by putting in a lot of effort at home. And so when it comes to your fat loss efforts, what you hear is that you need to restrict your calories. Now, I'm not debating the fact that in order to lose fat, you need to be in a calorie deficit. That's definitely true. But what high achievers most often do when they hear that they need to be in a calorie deficit is that they over-restrict their calories. They think to themselves, you know what? If a calorie deficit gets me to lose fat, then an extreme calorie deficit will get me to lose fat even faster. And that cannot be further from the truth. Because what inevitably happens is that if you go too extreme and restrictive, your body ends up rebelling against you. And the reason it ends up rebelling against you is because your body is just wired to survive. And by overly restricting on your calories, your body makes it harder and harder for you to lose weight and lose fat over time. This is definitely what I faced in the past. In fact, I remember standing in between two college dorms and thinking to myself, you know what? this is the best that my body composition is ever going to be. And what's sad about that is that I remember thinking that to myself while also knowing that I wasn't happy with my body composition. And I was on my way to the track so that I could run my 3 miles for the day. Back then, I ran miles every day, eating salads and other low-calorie foods, and yet I wasn't any closer to where I wanted to be. Why was that the case? It was the case because I was running my body into the ground by running miles and miles every day, while at the same time not giving my body the fuel and the resources that it needs in order to accomplish the performance demands that I was putting on my body. Like I also mentioned, I was in between two college dorms, which also means that I was in college and doing all of the work that I needed to do to excel in my college program as well. And so I was in a place where I just was running myself into the ground and getting nowhere. And the reality is, as long as I was going to take my restrictive diet to the extreme, was the same amount of time that I was never going to get the results that I wanted. Which leads us to the second mistake, and that is running endlessly on the treadmill, or doing endless amounts of cardio. Whether or not you do it on a treadmill is kind of irrelevant, but doing endless amounts of cardio. And again, the reason for this is that most high achievers think to themselves, if running is good, then a lot of it must be better. And what we don't realize is that just like eating an overly restrictive diet, running endlessly and doing endless amounts of cardio has a similar effect. The less calories we eat, the more efficient with those calories our body's going to get, which means the less fat that our body's going to burn. And likewise, when we do a ton of cardio, the more cardio we do, the more efficient our body gets at doing that cardio, which means the less that same cardio is going to burn calories. So let's say, for example, you were to run a mile, and this is an extreme example, and the numbers are definitely not true. This is just an example, but let's just say that you were to run a mile and that mile was to burn 300 calories. Well, if you keep doing that, over time, it's going to burn less and less calories. Let's say in a month of practicing running that mile over and over and over again, in a month from now, let's say that that same amount of exercise only burns 100 calories. Well, now what do you do? Well, that means that you have to run more. And then what do when that more becomes more efficient? Well, then you have to run more. And at some point, you cannot get up in the morning and just run all day, every day. That just doesn't make sense. And that's where people get this idea that if I'm going to get into shape, I have to spend so much time. Well, it's probably not that you have to spend a lot of time. It's probably just that the time that you're spending it on things that are going to give you the least amount of return. And if you're going to continue to excel at the workplace, if you're going to continue to excel at home, then what you need to do is you need to be efficient with your time and choose training modalities that allow you to maximize for that efficiency. Which finally leads us to mistake number 3, and that is working out simply to get sore. And again, these things are all connected, right? High achievers always jump to, if hard work got me to where I am in every area of my life, then I just got to do more and more and more in order to achieve that same result when it comes to my body. And so you punish yourself in the gym and you think to yourself, well, no pain, no gain. And you also think to yourself, if I don't work out and I'm not sore the next day, that must mean that I didn't do enough work while in the gym yesterday. And that's just simply not the case. In fact, you're probably getting yourself further away from your goals when you do that. And here's why. When you work out simply to get sore, there is a small window of damage that we do want to do to our muscles when we work out, because that's the idea, right? We inflict a small amount of damage, enough to signal to the body that it needs to adapt and to get stronger so that when the body recovers, it in fact is stronger. However, if we cross that threshold and we break down our body too far, then what happens is we put our body in a place where it has to heal from a trauma. And so instead of adapting and getting stronger, it just heals and brings itself back up to the status quo. And if our goal is to look toned and athletic, that's just simply not going to be the most efficient way to get there. In fact, it's the least efficient way to get there, and it will keep you from ever getting there. And so working out simply just to get sore puts you in a position of being on a hamster wheel, and you feel like, man, the more I work, I'm just putting in all this effort and I'm not seeing the result that I want to see. Well, the reason that you're not seeing it is that you're breaking down your body too far. You might feel sore. You definitely did a lot of work, but now your body is just healing and bringing itself back up to the place it was before instead of building muscle and making itself stronger. And yes, all three of these mistakes are super common, and they're in fact the same exact hamster wheel that I found myself on. And so I don't want to leave you hanging. I've now presented the mistakes. So now let's get into the solutions. So instead of mistake number one, which was over-restricting your calories, we ought to eat enough food to fuel performance. Now, there is a specific target that we want to hit, and unfortunately, that's going to be different for every single individual. But if you go back in the podcast to episode number 29, which is titled The Most Attainable and Sustainable Fat Loss Method, I lay out for you exactly how you can go about finding your maintenance. And once you've found your maintenance, how to either bulk, which if you're listening to this podcast, that's probably not you, or how you can lose fat now that you have your maintenance number. And so that's episode number 29, The Most Attainable and Sustainable Fat Loss Method. But once you've found your maintenance number, eating at least that in order to fuel performance, and a little bit less than that if your goal is to lose fat. And once you start losing fat and you see the results of that work that you're putting in, stay there for somewhere between 12 to 16-ish weeks, however long you can go, doing that exact same thing. Not reducing your calories, not going crazy or wild, but just staying exactly in that sweet spot of losing fat and not overly restricting your calories. And after you've done it for about 16 weeks, because you want to keep your progress going, you're going to go back up to maintenance for a few weeks just to allow your body a chance to recover. Because something else that we often overlook is that dieting and losing fat and eating in a calorie deficit are all stressors on the body. And eventually we're going to have negative side effects if we continually live in that dieting mode. And so going back up to maintenance, recovering, feeling good, and then going and dipping back down to that same place where you were losing fat, and continue that process back and forth until you get to your desired body composition. And so now we've fixed mistake number one. Let's move on to mistake number two. How do we go from doing endless cardio to incorporating cardio, but not going crazy with it? Well, instead of doing endless cardio, what we want to do is have a balance of strength training and cardio. Simply realizing that the main benefits that we get from cardio are heart and lung health, and also realizing that the main benefits that we get for fat loss are going to be found in strength training. And the reason for this is that the more muscle we put on our body, the higher our BMR is. And like I also mentioned in episode number 29, most of the calories that we burn are from our BMR, which is our base metabolic rate, which is simply just a way of saying that our body burns the most amount of calories by trying to keep us alive and just taking care of everyday bodily functions. And there's not much that we can do in order to raise our BMR except for put more muscle on our body. And so if we want to burn more calories, doing less work, and again, gain that efficiency that high achievers really need, we need to incorporate cardio, realizing that it's for heart and lung health, but the majority of our fat loss efforts are being pumped into strength training. And finally, that brings us to solving mistake number three, working out to get sore. Instead of simply just working out to get sore, work out to encourage adaptation. And what this looks like for most people is to just currently evaluate where you're at. And if you're in the gym like 4 or 5 days a week and you're not seeing the results that you want to see, dial it back to 3 or 4 days and really focus on full body workouts that incorporate enough stimulus to make sure that your body gets the signal that it needs to adapt, but also not so much that you're wrecking it. And the reason that I love full body workouts is for a couple reasons. Number one, it gives you the opportunity to give your body more stimulus, which is what you were going for in the first place when you were just working out to get sore. So for example, let's say I do 2 sets of squats on Monday, two sets on Wednesday and two sets on Friday. I'm now getting in six sets of squats, whereas before, maybe I was doing things like squatting on Monday for four sets and then running around and doing a bunch of other leg things like leg extensions, hamstring curls, all these other things, which are definitely not bad. But we all know that squats being such an important foundational compound movement, they're just going to give me more bang for my buck. And by doing two sets on Monday, two sets on Wednesday, two sets on Friday, I'm now increasing my ability and opportunity to do squats from four sets up to six. And I'm incorporating recovery time in between, therefore giving my body the signal that it needs to adapt and grow, giving it the recovery time that it needs, and then giving it more opportunity on Wednesday and Friday to again have that stimulus repeated. I know one thing that I used to be frustrated by is that I saw the recommendation of if you want to build a muscle group faster, then work it out more often. Well, I would spend like an hour and a half doing legs one time a week. And those legs would be hammered for like the next 5 days. And so how could I work out my legs more while also like not destroying myself? And this is how I stumbled upon the reality that, you know what? I'm doing too much in one workout so that I'm not getting the frequency that my body needs. And so I'm destroying myself more, getting less of the adaptation I want, and putting in a lot more effort and work. And again, taking away from the efficiency that I really wanted. And once I solved that puzzle, then it really catapulted my progress way faster than if I hadn't dialed it back and increased frequency in that way. And there you have it. We have solved the three most common mistakes that people make when trying to lose fat. I hope that was helpful for you. I hope you can take those mistakes and replace them with the solutions so that you can start looking and feeling your best today. And with all that being said, get out there and put these things into practice, and we'll see you next time, and I hope you have a great day. Oh, and P.S., always take a look down in the show notes below, as there is links to my other social media handles. You can go and follow me other places, as well as there's probably a resource down there that'll be helpful for you.